President, at the outset, let me congratulate you on your appointment and assure you of our full support and cooperation. Italy aligns itself with the statement of the European Union. I would like to add some remarks in my national capacity. Mr. President, amended Protocol 2 plays a fundamental role in guaranteeing respect for the rules and principles of international humanitarian law, as its purpose is to prevent superfluous injuries and unnecessary suffering for civilians. We reiterate our call to non-state parties to accede to it and to parties to the original Protocol 2 to ratify its amended text as soon as possible. Mr. President, Italy is extremely concerned by the continued impact of improvised explosive devices and their effects on urban areas and civilian populations that are deprived of crucial infrastructures providing energy, water, healthcare, and education systems. Since 2001, we have devoted approximately 80 million euros to mine action programs. As a sign of a renewed commitment, in 2021, we doubled our budget, which was confirmed this year, devoting more than 8.5 million euros to initiatives focused on clearance, stockpile destruction, risk education, assistance to victims. We facilitate assistance with a holistic, gender-sensitive, and non-discriminatory approach. During this year, Italy is continuing to support UNMAS activities in Iraq, Sudan, Palestine, and Syria relating to clearance, mine risk education, and survivor and victims assistance. Our country is also contributing to ECRC activities in Afghanistan, Mali, Niger, Somalia relating to survivors' physical rehabilitation and socioeconomic reintegration. Mr. President, we also share the deep concern of the international community for the growing use of IEDs and the serious security threats they pose to civilians, humanitarian workers, and peacekeeping personnel. In addition to have killed or armed thousands of victims, IEDs also have considerable reverberating effects, such as displacement of populations, destruction of infrastructure, and of historical and cultural heritage sites. In this context, Italy is extremely pleased to inform that it will be participating in the high-level ceremony to take place in Dublin this Friday for signing a political declaration which addresses the humanitarian harm arising from the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. We think these efforts of the international community to be particularly timely and more than ever important in light of the unjustified war of Russia against Ukraine, in which Russian use of IEDs is reported. Mr. President, since amended Protocol 2 is the only IHL instrument which explicitly addresses the use of MOTAPAM, let me take this opportunity to briefly address the matter from our perspective. For Italy, it is crucial to ensure that any weapon that is not prohibited is used in conformity with the rules and principle of IHL, particularly relating to discrimination, proportionality, and necessary precautions. In our view, in order to prevent and reduce the humanitarian impact of MOTAPAM, it is necessary to restrict their use and to include a number of precautions reflected in amended Protocol 2 and its technical access